Everybody, before we go into today's podcast, I have some exciting news. VaynerMedia and VaynerX, which holds purewow.com, 1:37 p.m., the Sasha Group, on, is hiring pretty aggressively for a creator role. That is a copywriter. That means you have good ideas. You can come up with ideas, and then you can also have the English skills to write the copy on the Facebook or Twitter or YouTube post. Team Gary's hiring. VaynerMedia's hiring. We're just hiring. And so please go to GaryVee.com/creator. That's GaryVee.com/creator. Let me see if I can spell here. C-R-E-A-T-O-R. Please go check that out. I assume that there's a form there that helps you show a little bit of your work and kind of get us on third base. I'm starting to contemplate maybe even some remote work as well. So please go fill out a form if you're interested in joining the Vayner family. We are looking for designers like crazy, meaning you can design for TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. We're looking for animators. If you're good at that cartoon shit, we're looking for you. We are definitely looking for people that obsess over the idea of taking a keynote of mine or a long form commercial and creating 72 video assets out of it. The kind of stuff you see consistently from us on Instagram. So if you've got hunger, humility, and want to enter one of the best marketing machines of all time, please go to GaryVee.com/creator. Designers and writers. I'm also looking for a writer or two. Well, I'm at it. I don't know if that's there, but I'm definitely looking for somebody to join to my team to help Raghav write LinkedIn articles and blog posts. So if you're really into the idea of like watching unlimited Gary content and turning it into written articles, I think it's a cool job. And it's definitely been a launching pad for interesting careers inside our world. So anyway, great time at Vayner for entry level creators. That is really what we're looking for. Class of 2020, so many of you, let's call it what it is, got fucked. Job offers pulled, internships pulled, entry-level creator life at VaynerMedia. Hit us up, GaryVee.com/creator. My longest pre-roll ever because it's that important. All right, and now today's podcast.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Hi, podcast. Joe from Team Gary here. Today's episode is a mashup of clips where Gary speaks about why you shouldn't be afraid to fail. Because it's the only way forward. Enjoy.
I need to be very grateful and feel a little guilty that the circumstances of so much adversity as a child, of being an immigrant, not speaking the language, getting picked on for that, being terrible at school, not being great at sports, that because my entire childhood was adversity, that I fell in love with losing. I love no. I love your judgment. I love you telling me I'm not or I can't. I'm used to it. I can't believe that I stand here today during this time and have now understood that all the stuff that sucked as a child, all that adversity is completely the foundation of my success. That we live in a generation now of so much prosperity for so long. And we have overcoddled two generations of adults that most people just can't deal with adversity, which is the biggest reason people struggle with putting out content on the internet, because they can't deal with the judgment. So many people here know exactly what to do to have a much happier life and don't do it because one account that's anonymous makes fun of them and they can't move forward. That is interesting ass shit. And so I'm spending more time trying to figure out how to unlock that. I talk more and more about, you know, if I can get one person here to leave today to go home and actually have a conversation with their mom, their dad, or their spouse and actually tell them what they're thinking and actually tell that person in their face why they're so upset with them because they continue to spew negativity and no to them, which is what's actually stopping them from living their life. If I can get one person to do that here, that would be a good use of my time in New Zealand on this trip, right? So to me, that's what I think about. I think about why am I so, today I spoke to three separate people, two employees and a friend, who were completely incapable of being the bigger person in every situation. I push so hard for them to be the bigger person. They act like the bigger person doesn't reciprocate and they completely crumble. They're mad that they were the bigger person. They feel, it's incredible to watch people feel crippled by the thought that somebody's getting over on them. It is devastating for me to see that people struggle with the idea that kindness is the strength, not the weakness. So many of you are being told to be less kind and less of a pushover and charge more and stand up for yourself, and it's ludicrous talk. Kindness is the ultimate strength in our society. It's true. It's true. And when you deploy it and you give more to your customer, to your audience, when you're actually putting out content that isn't a trick to get into a funnel, your free 7-day trial that's a complete piece of shit to really get somebody to sign up and pay is dog shit. Dog fucking shit. When the intent of what you do is selfish, you will lose. And here is why. I don't know if you've heard, but now there's a thing called the internet. And in the internet, everybody can play. Which means, unlike many years ago, somebody who has better intent, who likes what they're doing more than you, which means they're gonna work harder at it, is gonna come across and take your stuff. And what you're gonna be left with is the bottom feeding people, the most desperate. And if you wanna put your head on the pillow by attacking and bottom feeding at the lowest of the low of our society, knock yourself out. You live you. It's just not interesting to me.
I know you talk a lot about college debt.
Yes.
But here in New Zealand, our first year of university is free.
I heard.
With that, would you encourage more young people to try uni, or are their pursuit of business or in creative fields more important to delve into as soon as possible?
It comes down to self-awareness. For a ton of kids, that first year in uni is exactly right. And for other kids, it's right for them to go and do their creative journey, go travel to America, start a side hustle. The biggest thing I'm worried about when I talk about my real disdain for the American school system is that that means you have to be the alternative is you have to be an entrepreneur. It's just not true. I think a lot of people should go work and not collect debt and have a head start, because American colleges, with all the debt they have, don't mean jobs anymore like they did in the 70s. When you have something for free, just because it's free doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah.
You know, and so it seems right, but it could be a complete waste of a year. And when you go into a system that you shouldn't be a part of, and you see people that are part of a system and it is right for them, it actually often leads to a lot of insecurity. You know, people start asking, why is everybody else here at uni having a great time? And I hate it, which gets them into a dark path. So I think it's a self-awareness game. And I think the most important thing, and as I look at young people, I always try to remind them, by the way, not only young people, old people, me, 40s, 50, 80, 90, like, we struggle with contextualizing time. Life is fucking long. Like, as much passion as I have for 20-year-olds, I have way more passion for 50 and 60-year-olds, because they're thinking about wrapping it up and they're not even halfway home. The fuck are you, who here is between 50 and 60? Like, you know, we grew up in generations where that was like, you know, up there. Like, but meanwhile, you fuckers are gonna live for another 30, 40, 50 years. The fuck are we wrapping up? We're at fucking halftime. I mean that. And we need to think that way. Everybody's winding it down, playing defense, wrapping it up. Let's go on triple offense. You're in the prime now. You know what not to do. And you've got half your fucking life in front of you. So your 1 year of going entrepreneur or going uni or, you know, is not gonna mean shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the answer is right to all of it.
Yeah.
What would you recommend for the young people who are figuring out their thing in life, who are also overwhelmed by the number of things they try and the number of information and courses they consume?
They need to play out the game of judgment. This is a game of judgment. It's not overwhelming if you didn't worry what anybody thought. Bless you.
Cool. Can I take a photo of you, with you as well?
Only if you sit with me on this question for a second.
Okay, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Too excited.
There is no right answer. People struggle with decisions without realizing they would never know what the other outcome would be. I make decisions every day in 1 second because I know that I won't know the other thing. Let me give you an example. I famously passed on Uber twice in the angel round from one of my best friends. The worst financial decision I've ever made. If I wrote my normal check, and I was writing plenty of checks then, I would have $500 to $800 million in my bank right now, right? It doesn't even cross my mind as a loss, because where I go in my mind, because this is how real life works, is if I did write that check, over the last 5 or 6 years, my brand would be even bigger, more known for such a great phenomenon. I would have been on different places, invited to different places. And in one of those times, I might have had to go to China to give a speech, and while I was crossing the road, get hit by a bus and die. No, I mean this. I'm fascinated by people's inability to not understand this shit is not binary, right? You might have picked the wrong person to marry, but the other person might have gotten cancer, and that devastation might have put you in life's depression. Like, there's so many variables. I don't understand why people think like it's one way or the other. It's just, life is gray. This shit is not black and white. It's easy to make a decision with all these choices and information. Pick one.
Okay. Thank you.
So I know you're a big advocate for eating shit for a couple of years so you can have caviar for the rest of your life.
Yes.
But you're also a huge advocate for happiness over money.
Huge.
So my question for you is, as a 20-year-old, I'm pretty young, got my whole life in front of me.
Yeah.
Would you recommend picking progression or happiness?
Happiness. Happiness is progression.
Okay.
Got it? That's the confusion, brother. The question was confused. Happiness is the fucking progression. What progression? Title, an extra zero in your bank account, buying dumb shit. Happiness is the fucking progression.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I grab a photo?
The happiest person in this room, the one that wakes up with the least pressure in their chest, is winning. You know who's losing? The one who's so insecure that they're desperate to cheat, to make money, to buy shit, to impress people they don't even like. We need to change the fucking game. We need to change the conversation. Enough. Enough.
All right, episode's over. Like I said in the beginning, please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gary. Today's highlighted review is I Mean Wow by Coconut Pistachio 17. Gary V's podcast was recommended to me, and wow. It's funny how life always brings us what we need to hear when we need to hear it. I'm super pumped about this and ready to listen to some fire inspiration. Thanks to Coconut Pistachio 17. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.